You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get you updated on the latest mock drafts surrounding America's team. It's Sean and RJ Dalton Miller. Now, our station just grooms draft experts. You had it with Brian Broaddus teaching some of our young guns. Jeff Kavanaugh in that driver's seat right now as part of the G-Bag Nation. And the next guy we think is Dalton Miller. Now, Dalton runs our fan cam, one of our great guys who runs the fan cam at 105throughthefan.com/fancam. And he also does a lot of draft homework. So we're going to rely on him as we're going to have the best draft coverage moving forward with Broaddus and Kavanaugh and myself, wherever we're set up to call the draft whenever it takes place. Because some GMs right now, they want to go ahead and delay it because of psych evaluations, because of physicals, because you can't get these kids right there in front of you. Let's go around the mock drafts for the Cowboy purposes, and then we'll do a little three-way here in terms of analysis and comments. So Troy goes and does it at Tommy Sledge. Mel Kiper, CeeDee Lamb, Oklahoma. NFL Draft Geek, Xavier McKinney, Alabama. We have Chazon, the outside linebacker from LSU, going to the Cowboys. And then, is this a trade that you found, Troy? Jordan Love with a trade with New England for the Cowboys at 17. How's this work, Troy?
Yeah, so basically, didn't you read a tweet the other day from Dave Hellman regarding the Cowboys' number 17 pick and trading out of the first round? I believe you had found a tweet like that the other day. So one of the draft guys out there was like, well, the Cowboys could draft out of the first round, considering the Patriots may be looking for a quarterback. And to segue into Mel Kiper, Mel Kiper actually has Jordan Love projected at number 23 going to the Patriots.
All right, Dalton, take us. You're in studio with Choppy. Take us through some of these different possibilities. Kavanaugh is in love with CeeDee Lamb to the Cowboys. Is that too much of an embarrassment of riches versus need at another position? Xavier McKinney, Chazon LSU, and some of the other latest mocks that you've seen out there, Dalton.
Yeah, so with CeeDee Lamb, I think that it's a good idea that if one of these top three receivers are around, that you take one of those three. The issue that we have with the Cowboys right now is that we have a couple holes to fill defensively, and I don't think that, you know, they're really not making moves defensively in free agency. So I think going with Team 40 Burger might be the way that you're going to win games next year if they're not able to pick up on the secondary specifically, because they still need, in my opinion, upgrades at both safety spots, you know, over Clinton Dix and Xavier Woods. You can play, you know, I've been doing a lot recently with, you know, playing three safeties on the field quite a bit, because in these mock drafts, you're seeing corners go early, but there's some safeties in this class that can cover in the slot. And if you get a guy, you know, like an Antoine Winfield Jr. and a Jeremy Chinn, one of those two guys can play the slot, and you can play two guys back still, you can play single high. But with CeeDee, go for it. I mean, that allows you to move Amari Cooper into the interior, play some slot, open up his route tree a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, score points.
Is Antoine a guy? Antoine Winfield a guy that is too much of a reach at 17, but he won't be there in the second round?
Yeah, so, I mean, I personally don't think that he'll be around in the second round. I think old school evaluators, they might knock him because there is a little bit of injury history with him. And then there is also, you know, his lack of length. He is short, but he's a big hitter. He's got great athleticism. He turns the ball over at a high rate. I can't see him being around at 51, but, you know, weirder things have happened. And honestly, I can't figure out how the NFL evaluates safeties to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because, I mean, last year, a lot of people didn't see Darnell Savage not go. We didn't see, you know, Juan Thornhill and Nasir Adderley being available last year when we picked at 58. We just don't know how they value him.
So if it goes the way Kiper has it, and he's got, you know, I know a guy like Javon Kinlaw who's been mentioned, he's gone. C.J. Henderson, the corner out of Florida.
Gone.
He's gone. Chaisson, gone. If all those guys are gone, would your first option be trade down or draft that wideout, like you said, and try to score 40?
So if the wideout is there, I'm going to take the wideout.
Period.
Just period.
Okay.
I think that, you know, it's a very good wide receiver class, but overall, I think that if you can get one of the elite three, then you should do that. Now, if those guys aren't there, you know, say all the picks that you want are gone, then obviously you would like to trade back. If that quarterback is there, if Jordan Love is still available there, or even if a Justin Herbert is still available, then you look at trade back options. And I think that the Patriots are really good candidate to move up. They have the they don't have a second round pick, but they have, you know, multiple third round picks. So I think that would be a good candidate.
Oh,
right there.
Man, I could see Sean's face. He just doesn't want to trade down.
No.
You don't want to trade down?
No, I don't want to. No, I don't want the receiver at 17.
Okay.
You don't need a receiver.
But you think
fine.
Dak needs weapons? Get Dak weapons.
Yeah, he has weapons. That's the thing.
But
here
you
he
need,
has them.
But you
he,
need more than two good receivers.
Yeah.
Well, you're wasting a resource. Someone is going to be unhappy with Gallup, with Jarwin, with Amari. And don't forget this. This is still going to be a running football team. So you're wasting a resource unless you're going to let Michael Gallup go eventually. I got too many other needs. If the wide receiver is the top guy on my board and I'm really close with my cornerback or my safety, really close in terms of the grades, even though the wideout may be higher graded, man, there's only one football to go around, man, and I have it for Michael Gallup. I have it for Amari. I'm going to need it for Zeke. I'm going to have it for Jarwin. To me, that's video game stuff. And I know a lot of people, Kavanaugh, you know, just let's score 40. Let's score 40. I think it's unrealistic, in my opinion, Choppy.
Yeah, look, it would create weapons galore. There's no doubt about that. But safety.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, safety, corner, center. Clearly all bigger needs, right, for the Cowboys at this point than wide receiver are. But, you know, I'm a big fan of making your strength stronger, too. And, you know, when we drafted Zach Martin, the offensive line already had spent resources in the first round. The team already spent resources in the first round on offensive linemen. But what that made the Cowboys was it took them from a good offensive line to a great offensive line. And we have a good wide receiving core right now. And a wide receiver like CeeDee Lamb might take them to an elite great one. But I will say this. If it goes the way Kiper has it, Kinlaw's gone, Henderson's gone. Chaisson's gone. My top four choices of order would be 1, trade down, 2, take the wide out, you know, 3, reach for Antoine Winfield, or trade up is my last. I hate trading up unless you're going to go get a quarterback, though.
So, personally, I'm a huge fan of Jeff Gladney. I don't think that the NFL quite is, but I do think that he's a guy who can end up, you know, kind of on that Jair Alexander trajectory, somebody who is a little bit smaller as a corner, not you know, height wise, but he's 190 pounds. He's a little bit wiry, but he's physical as all get out, and his feet are phenomenal. So I think that that's a guy at 17 where if I'm going to sit there and not trade back, or if I'm not able to trade back, that's a guy I would take.
Dalton Miller, draft insider, joining us in studio here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Let's just go through some of Mel's mock, and then Dalton, you can react to the biggest picks on here that you agree or disagree with. Joe Burrow, 1. Chase Young, Redskins, 2. Okuda to Detroit at 3. The Giants take Isaiah Simmons at 4. Tua to the Dolphins at 5. Herbert to the Chargers at 6. And Chop, the Bob McGinn article that everyone pays attention to focused on QB intangibles, with Burrow compared to Peyton, Herbert not having it in the eyes. Let's go through that with Dalton and see if he agrees with some of those intangibles or the assessments of those two.
All right, so here's Bob McGinn for what he says or what he was told about Herbert. His demeanor reminds me of Carson Palmer at USC. He would come off the field when something went wrong, and Norm Chow, who was the OC, would scream at him, and he would shrug his shoulders and go over to the bench and sit down. I see talent. I don't see fire. Goff has the same type of personality. Excellent family, quiet, not outgoing. He's smart, but he doesn't have that aggressive personality. That is what they said about, was said about Justin Herbert. And, you know, my first question was, isn't there something about Joe Cool? Like, you know, Carson Palmer had a pretty nice career in the NFL. Not great, but he had a pretty nice career. Everyone reacts differently. Eli is totally cool in the moment, right? I mean, everyone thinks of Eli as a super clutch player. He doesn't get fiery. He might not. He might have the most dead eyes of anyone I've ever seen. You know, isn't that just old school? Oh, his girlfriend's not attractive, so he can't have any confidence, so I can't have him as my quarterback.
Yeah, that's, I mean, old scout. That's pretty much what it is. I mean, you don't have to be Tom Brady cussing out your teammates on the sideline. You don't have to be that guy. You don't have to have that fire that Baker Mayfield has, or, you know, the swagger that Joe Burrow has. There are different ways to lead as a quarterback. And, you know, when I was at the Senior Bowl, Justin Herbert was there, obviously. I thought that he was well-spoken. I felt like he took control of that team on that side. And Jordan Love was on that same squad. You know, they're both talked about, you know, kind of in the same vein for draft stock. Herbert obviously going a little bit higher, but I thought that he, in that situation where you don't know the guys, that ability to lead really shines through, and the quarterback that's able to take advantage of that, it shows, and it showed with Justin Herbert there at the Senior Bowl.
And Bob McGinn also about Joe Burrow, another scout. The interesting thing about him is when you look at his face, he reminds me of Peyton Manning. You look into his eyes, you see the determination. He's a better athlete than Manning. He can run. I estimate 4.740. Peyton was a statue, but the arm strength's about the same. Being resourceful, making excellent decisions, the composure, the confidence, the mental toughness, he's special. So poor Joe Burrow has been comped to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into silly season, and you're going to really see some silly stuff if they push the draft back even further. The Peyton Manning thing, and the Tom Brady thing, they're both crazy to me. I mean, for me, I don't think that we've really seen anybody from a personality standpoint like Joe Burrow, because he's somebody like a Baker Mayfield, where you see that massive amount of confidence in his game and the way that he plays, in the way that he leads, because he's a fantastic leader on the field. You can see that. But he's, you don't go comparing guys to Hall of Famers. And, you know, it's a high comp, but I really do believe that his game really mirrors a lot of what we saw in Tony Romo, except for, you know, maybe the decision-making already at the level that he's at better than it was for Tony when he was younger and more mobile.
Dalton, who is a mock that you've seen to the rest of the division that made you cringe and we should be afraid of in terms of Philly, the Redskins, we know Chase or Tua, and the Giants. Who are the guys that you've seen mocked there where you've said, oh my gosh, that could be scary for the Cowboys in the East?
Yeah, so my complete nightmare scenario for the Cowboys for the rest of the NFC East is Chase Young going to Washington, Isaiah Simmons going to the Giants, and then Henry Ruggs somehow falling to the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Philadelphia Eagles trading up for Henry Ruggs. It terrifies me just because what did the Eagles need last year? A receiver, just one. We saw what Carson Wentz was able to do with no names. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, for the Eagles, they want some guys to step up this year. But you don't want to see one of those top three receivers there.
There it is. Follow him on Twitter. Thank you, sir. Dalton Miller running our fan cam, doing a ton of football and draft homework on social media. New member of 105.3 The Fan. So we disagree on taking a wideout. Embarrassment of riches if the wideout's there at 17?
I mean, I don't know that we disagree. Like, that wouldn't be my first choice. Like, I would trade down if that's what it was. But I don't think it's crazy to, you know, strengthen a strength. It is a passing
league.
I know,
but it's different from the offensive line. Like, the offensive line, you have five positions.
Sure.
Here we're talking about three. And to me, to justify it, you have to have a certain amount of targets and receptions for three different guys that could be big-time players. There's just not enough balls to go around. While you're handy, it'd be one thing if you were just going to chunk the rock all the time, but I still think they're going to hand it off to Zeke. I still think they're going to try to run block with a pretty decent offensive line, and I just think it's a waste of a resource when you have needs screaming out in other areas. Like, this defense right now, to me, is bad. This is a bad defense. I don't know what's going on with the linebackers. I know you have no corners. I know that you have a humongous question mark at safety. I know I still need a right defensive end. I mean, this ain't a video game, is what I would say.
No, I understand it's not. I guess I would look at it like, you know, you're still going to need a slot receiver. You're still going to need to fill the third spot. You know, and what's going to help you win games more? Is it going to be, you know, a defensive tackle in the draft, or is it going to be a wide receiver? And I think in any individual game, it's probably going to be the wide receiver. But I get what you're saying. Like, if there's a corner available and they're pretty much close to the wide receiver, I'm taking the corner. Yeah, I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.